the night.
Welcome on this July 13th, 2018. Friday the 13th, for those of you who care about such things. We have some interesting news from President Trump, of course. As some of the headlines say, President Trump gave Theresa May a shove. Well, he was also lifting up Brexit, which is what the people voted for, quite frankly. You've got these, and I don't know how many people have shown up to protest him. They were going to have thousands, according to the press, that were going to show up and protest President Trump at NATO. They had a couple of dozen. So I don't know how many people are going to be protesting him, but the people who work for a living, the people who vote in elections, voted for Brexit, which is what Theresa May overthrew. And as the press is talking about the unprecedented interference by President Trump in this process, saying, look, you know, she was teetering on the edge and he gave her a shove. I've never seen a president do anything like this before. You don't remember 2 months before Brexit, when we had Barack Obama say, hey, y'all vote for Brexit, you're going to be put at the end of the line because we're going to do a deal with the EU, not with you. Well, the people of the UK knew that they were already at the end of the line. They were at the back of the line, and they were at the end of the line in terms of being having their wishes subverted to the bureaucrats in Brussels. That's why they voted for that, and it was a big interference. Everybody was very upset about that, but because we have a 1 or 2 day attention span, nobody remembers that. And so we're told that this is unprecedented. What happened with President Trump in the comments? No, he was supporting the people of the UK, who the elitists like Theresa May are trying to overthrow their election, overthrow their expressed will. And I think it's very interesting as we look at NATO, one of the comments after the meeting there at NATO, and this is from Consortium News, it's a comment by Jonathan Marshall. He said, Trump's mistake at the NATO summit was that it was only about money. The real issue is whether or not we even need NATO, whether or not the alliance serves any genuine security principle, which is exactly what I've been saying for the last 2 days. I spent a great deal of time on that yesterday. There is no need for NATO, and the actions of Germany show that they don't believe that there's a Russian threat. We have Peter Strzok and Brennan yesterday saying, oh, Putin must be really happy that we're questioning this corrupt FBI agent. And let's understand, it's not just Strzok. It is the entire FBI. He's got the FBI lawyers behind him. Literally and symbolically, they are defending him. They haven't removed his security clearance. They have owned this corruption. As I've said before, and it's not my idea, it's something that Frank Serpico said. You know, the guy who was shot because he tried to reform the New York Police Department. And he's worked quite a bit on trying to get reform of police departments. And he said, look, everybody, every human institution is going to have corrupt people in it. Police included, FBI included, CIA included. The question is, when you find that somebody has broken the law, when you find that somebody has acted corruptly, are you going to throw them out or are you going to embrace them? Well, the FBI has shown what they are. Corrupt from the top down, corrupt from the beginning. They were created by a corrupt bureaucrat, J. Edgar Hoover. But getting back to Theresa May, when we talk about this, the whole idea that we got Theresa May, who is trying to subvert the will of the Brexit people, and that President Trump would actually be brutally honest about that, and CNN and the mainstream media are flipping out as they tell us that this this liar who smirked, and we're going to have the clip of Louis Gohmert, one of the best clips. He called him on it. I tell you what, you look at that smirking liar. He said, I bet you lied like that to your wife, didn't you? He said before that, he said to his colleagues, he said, that guy is a professional liar. He could pass a polygraph test. Yeah, he's really good. All right, we're going to have all of that coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles.
An acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday the 13th. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking about President Trump, comments that he had to make, and we're also going to be talking about what the mainstream media, CNN and others, do not want to talk about, and that is the fact that you had Barack Obama trying to overthrow Brexit right before the election. He didn't succeed, but nobody remembers that, and we're going to remind you of that today. And we're going to show you what the previous mayor, Boris Johnson, who President Trump said, hey, he would make a great prime minister. He made a much better mayor than Sadiq Khan. He was the predecessor of Sadiq Khan, the man who has presided over the massive increase in crime. And we're going to get into all that. We're going to talk about Khan's inflated ego, not just his inflated balloon. But I want to put this in the context of what just happened at NATO. As I said at the top of the hour, Jonathan Marshall, Consortium News, said Trump's criticism of NATO missed the real question, which was implied. And that's what I've been talking about the last couple of days, the real question that is implied in the fact that Germany doesn't spend much money at all on their military, and neither do any of the other NATO countries either. Germany's got broomsticks that they use in their drills, painted black to pretend that they're guns. They've got Mercedes that they pretend are assault tanks. That's going to work really well if there's a real threat, isn't it? And of course, they're not worried about Russia because they're making themselves dependent upon Russia for energy. Now, underneath all this, there's a subtext of President Trump saying, hey, we got a big trade deficit with you guys. We're about to become the world's largest producer of oil and gas. Now, you could get this stuff from us. You say that you're worried about Russia, but you're making yourself dependent on them, and we've got a big trade deficit with you. So he's making a case, essentially, obliquely, I think. I think they get it. Probably he's more direct in direct meetings, that they could be buying this stuff from us instead of from Russia. He says, I don't see them as a enemy as much as a competitor, an economic competitor, among other things. And so that's one aspect of it. But clearly, when we're looking at economics and trade deficits, who are they going to buy their weapons from? The U.S. military industrial complex, of course. Germany doesn't have one. They had six submarines. They don't work. They're all out of order. They don't have a big military industrial complex to build this stuff any more than Saudi Arabia did. Saudi Arabia has now become the third largest in terms of defense spending, because they're buying their stuff from us. And so President Trump sees that, I think, as a way to address this deficit that we have, not only with Germany. I think it's $65 billion with Germany, $180-something billion deficit with the EU. So I think it was about the money, first of all, but I think the real thing the American people need to understand is that NATO is an anachronism. There is no threat. There is no threat. They don't believe there's a threat. If they did, they would do something about it. And so we have people like Theresa May, who has lied to the UK people, deceived them on Brexit. Because, folks, when we get into Brexit, we'll talk about the fact that what she has proposed is far worse than what they voted to leave. Because they're going to continue the quote-unquote rule book, where Brussels will make the rules on trade. And they will not only be at the back of the line, as Obama warned them, But they won't have any say-so in it. It will be regulation. It will be rules and regulation without representation. And they won't have a say in how these rules are made at all. They will be out, but they will still be captive to those rule books. And so President Trump was absolutely right. It wasn't a threat to say you're not going to be trading with the United States. It was just an analysis of the facts. So we'll get into that. But as Theresa May is lying to the British people and deceiving them on Brexit, she lied to all of us about these gas attacks, both in Syria and in the UK. And she nearly got us into World War III using NATO. She wanted to use NATO to get us into World War III with these phony gas attacks. And now this stuff is blowing up in her face as well. You know, it's interesting. After President Trump seemed to buy all of this stuff from Theresa May and from Nikki Haley, and he sent those missiles in, then it started to come out by many people who were on site, doctors and others, talking about the white helmets and how they had rigged that, how they had falsely claimed that there was a gas attack and there was no such thing. And it came out that the white helmets are being financed by the UK government, by the American government. President Trump stopped the State Department funding of the white helmets. And I think he realizes that Theresa May is a bit of a problem as he gave her a shove on Brexit. We're going to talk about that. But let's talk about the OPCW findings that just came out. As John Wright, White, points out in RT, he said you had the Salafi jihadists that were in Syria. They were struggling to hang on. They'd been occupying this area of the country for 7 years. It was being taken back by the Syrian army. And so what they tried to do was Macron and Theresa May and Nikki Haley decided to launch a missile strike against Syria based on a gas attack that didn't happen. Because here is the finding from the OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. And this is what they said. The results show no organophosphorus nerve agents or their degradation products were detected in the environmental samples or in the plasma samples taken from alleged casualties. In other words, wasn't there. Just wasn't there. And so that matches all of the descriptions that we had from people, the doctors who said, we brought people in, they were suffocating from the dust from the intense bombing, and there was no gas involved in any of this. And then some guy in a white helmet yells, it's a gas attack, and everybody starts to panic. Some kid said they told him to say that he was gassed and so forth. And then the other gas attack that happened about the same time in the UK that Theresa May and her government lied about. And we've just had a second chemical poisoning. And one of the two individuals, a woman, died from this second one. The first one, nobody died. And yet we're supposed to believe that the people who came in contact with a vial of chemical contaminants there died, even though it has now been months since that happened. And Novichok, the nerve gas agent, degrades, as the inventor pointed out. If it had been a fresh sample at the time that Skripal and his daughter were poisoned, they would have died. It's 8 times more potent than U.S. nerve gas. And yet they didn't. And again, going back to the OPCW, when they analyzed the samples, what they found was a chemical substance that is a class 2 nerve agent, or a class 2, not nerve agent, but chemical weapon. And that was BZ gas, or BZ chemical. I don't think it's a gas necessarily. That is something that Russia doesn't make. It is something that is an industrial product. It can kill you. But it has opioid-like symptoms. Now, they also found a trace of Novichok in the sample that was given to them several weeks, I think it might have been more than a month after the poisoning, that was given to them by the British government. And they said, we found a virgin sample of that gas there, not degraded. They added that for anybody who wants to pay attention and read between the lines. What they were saying was, we think this was added. I think it was added. They would have been dead if they'd come in contact with that. But now we're told months later that some people have come in contact with this and they say, we want an explanation from the Russians as to why they are poisoning everybody in our country, so forth, right? Well, there's another interesting aspect of this that came up, and that is that at this place, where these people were poisoned. This is a it might be the swan song of the lies that Theresa May has had out there, because they got the wrong duck pond. They had at the time testimony from a 12-year-old boy and his parents saying, "We saw these people here beside a stream." Three newspapers reported that, interviewed them, and so forth. They had pictures of where they were. One of the newspapers, the first one to interview them, didn't say where the pond was. Two others who reported the same interview came up with two different ponds. One of those ponds, by the way, did not exist. There's no such pond. But if you look at the picture, it's where these people were poisoned. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As I was saying as we went to break, and I just want to tie this up before we get into Brexit and President Trump's comments, and what Barack Obama did just before they held the election that nobody apparently seems to remember. As I was saying, we had the OPCW just give their report about the so-called gas attack that has been exposed by so many people in so many different ways. We had reporters who went there who interviewed people. They'll say it didn't happen. We were told to fake it and so forth. This was something that Theresa May, Nikki Haley, Emmanuel Macron of France, all these NATO globalists were trying to push us into a war with, trying to start World War III with Russia, using NATO, using this false narrative of the gas attack. And they needed something a little bit more to give it credibility, believability, because this was going to be the third time that they had come up with the Syrian government gassed these people narrative that had been exposed as liars twice before. And they knew that this was a lie as well. So it's like, well, we've got to do something a little bit different. Let's have something of a black swan event. We can have a former Soviet spy and double agent or triple agent. Who knows? I mean, this guy was working with Christopher Steele, had been his handler when he was double agent, as well as these other people that are involved in doing the dirty dossier between London and Langley. So I don't know. Does he have some involvement in that? Nevertheless, they wanted to come up with a narrative that they were poisoned. They were poisoned with something that only the Russians had. It turns out that's not true. The OPCW said, well, there was something else that was in there, and it was something that, unfortunately for the liars in the Theresa May government, it was something that Russia doesn't even make. It's an industrial product that they don't even make, BZ. And then there was a pristine sample of Novichok in there. Very important because Novichok degrades very quickly. And so now here we are several months later, and they say, look, there's been two more people who have been poisoned. Again, they had the same type of opioid type of symptoms that we saw with Skripal. And one of them has died. Because it is a very serious chemical weapon, can be used as a chemical weapon, as it was in this particular case. But the fact that they may have gotten the wrong duck pond may be their swan song on this particular false flag attack. There's an excellent article a couple of days ago. I've been meaning to talk about this on Zero Hedge, and it was originally from blogmire.com, Rob Slain. And he goes through the time frame that we're told that they went to this particular pub, they parked their car, they ate the restaurant, they leave the restaurant, and then they find them on the bench and so forth. However, if you go back to when this happened, you had a schoolboy that was interviewed and said that he was playing in the park with his pals and he saw them beside a stream. And they gave them some bread to feed the ducks and so forth and so on. And so this original story, which was in The Sun, and The Sun is the organization that just had the worldwide exclusive on President Trump. This story that was in The Sun, they did not identify where the duck pond was. However, a couple of more news outlets picked up the story. One of them said that it was near Avon Playground. Another one said it took place at Riverside Park. Well, there isn't any park called Riverside Park in Salisbury. First problem that the Metro got. The Mail said that it was at Avon Playground. The problem is that doesn't work out either. The picture, if you look at it, is not Avon Playground. The picture is of a park called Queen Elizabeth Gardens. And so the question is, as Rob Slain says, the Queen Elizabeth Gardens is now a focal point of this second gas attack. It is alleged to be the place where the woman who died, Dawn Sturgis, picked up a syringe or a container with a toxic substance in it. And if you go back and you look at this original interview where they interviewed this 12-year-old boy, he said, yeah, they gave us some bread. We were playing with ducks at the pond and so forth, the Skripals. And now they find this substance, a syringe or a container with this toxic substance in it at that pond. That was supposedly where it was picked up by the lady who died and the man who got sick months later. And so that's become the center of the attack. But that's not something that they looked at. So he said, here's a couple of questions. Number one, there's no mention of Skripal and his daughter going to Queen Elizabeth Park. So why doesn't the Metropolitan Police know about that? Oh, but Theresa May and the British government knew everything about what had happened. They didn't want to wait for an investigation. You had the Metropolitan Police say, this is going to take us months to investigate this and put this. We got a couple hundred people on it. It's going to take us months. No, no, no. Theresa May and Nikki Haley knew it was the Russians right there at the beginning. And we're going to see more of that when we get to Peter Strzok here. If the police knew that Skripal and Yulia had been in Queen Elizabeth Gardens, then why did they not close it off? And why did they not clean it up? Because that's where these people who just got recently poisoned, one who died, picked up this file. And so the third question is, did the failure to close off and clean up Queen Elizabeth Gardens back in March, when it was known that the Skripals had been there, make it more or less likely that someone would come in contact with the alleged nerve agent container at some point? And again, the alleged nerve agent would be degraded by now. Yeah, they got big problems in the UK. They go beyond President Trump. But he was brutally honest. And this was something that really is a bombshell. We're going to play the clip of this. And, of course, they were meeting at Blenheim Palace. Blenheim is the Churchill family mansion. It's where Winston Churchill was born. You know, interestingly enough, it's an amazing place. I've never been there myself. But if you go back in the mid-90s, there were a couple of redos of Shakespeare plays that were done in a more contemporary setting. And you had Ken Branagh, who did Macbeth. He filmed it at this place, at Blenheim Palace. And the palace was as much a character in that movie as anybody in the play. It's an amazing, amazing place. And he had it set like in the 1800s. And they filmed it there, saying that it was in it was in Denmark, yet it was Blenheim Palace. Anyway, there's another one that was done in the mid-90s about the same time. Ian McKellen did Richard III. He set that in a 1930s Britain, kind of very fascist, and because we know that the king who stepped down was a big fan of Adolf Hitler. There were a lot of people in British royalty who were big fans of Adolf Hitler. So what if these guys had won was his kind of his tactic on it. So he did Richard III in a 1930s Britain that was fascist and so forth. I kept wondering, how's he going to do that famous line, a horse, my kingdom for a horse, because they're riding around in cars and so forth? You'll have to see it. I'll leave it for you to see because it's a great contemporary Richard III with Ian McKellen. Nevertheless, they're at Blenheim Palace, and this meeting happened just before the interview was published. And President Trump did this interview with the Sun just before the meeting with Theresa May. So the headlines from the New York Times, as May's government teeters over Brexit, Trump gives it a shove. Let's play a clip of President Trump. And when we come back, he says, I told her how to do it, but she didn't listen to me. He didn't just pour salt in the wound. He took the whole container and put it in there. And he was telling the truth, totally honest. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to have these great clips. And we're going to talk about Sadiq Khan and his inflated ego as he protests President Trump. We're going to take him down a notch or two as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95, colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
I would have done it much differently. I actually told Theresa May how to do it, but she didn't agree with it. She didn't listen to me.
What did she say?
She didn't listen. No, I told her how to do it. That will be up to her to say. But I told her how to do it. She wanted to go a different route.
I told her so. I told her how to do it. She didn't want to listen to me. And now she's got a mess. That was an excerpt from the exclusive interview by The Sun. President Trump gave that interview just before he went to the meeting at Blenheim Palace, talking about Theresa May. He's got a lot of bombshells that he puts out there. But what he said was true. What they're saying was it was brutally honest. That was the way that The Sun characterized those remarks, and they were brutally honest. They were not dishonest. They were brutally honest. They told the truth, and it's great. And we got a brutally honest assessment of Peter Strzok that's coming up later in the program as well from Louis Gohmert that you just have to hear. But let's focus here on Brexit. As he's saying here, he warned her against any attempts to maintain close ties with the EU would make a lucrative U.S. trade deal very unlikely. Actually, it would make it impossible, because what she's going to do is maintain the position of Brussels as the rulemaker for their trade. Brussels is going to determine who trades with who and who gets what deals and which industries within each country are going to be favored. That's not what they voted. That's one of the reasons, main reasons they wanted to get out of the EU, was because they didn't want to have their economy managed from Brussels. But it will still be managed from Brussels if Theresa May has her way. They just won't have any say-so whatsoever. They'll have regulation without representation. So President Trump said, I told her how to do it. She didn't want to listen to me. I don't know if he told her gave her the same advice that Nigel Farage said he would do. He said, look, there's two different EUs. You know, there's the old guys in Brussels, and then there are the individual countries. And he said, the way that I would have done it is I would have gone to each of these individual industries and to the people who are running these different businesses. I go to BMW. I would go to the French champagne place, and I would say, we don't want to pull up the drawbridge, and we don't want to build a wall. What we want to do is trade with you. Let's make that happen. We need pressure from you because you want to sell your stuff to us. We want to buy your stuff, and we want to sell things to you. So let's make sure that these old men in Brussels don't keep that from happening. But Theresa May is trying to keep them in power. Theresa May, who voted and did not support Brexit, she was against it. She is still working against it. Here's what President Trump has to say about the guy that many people have put up as the person to replace Theresa May, if they do throw her out as being prime minister. Boris Johnson resigned his position as foreign minister in protest, along with many others, based on what Theresa May had done. And President Trump had something to say about Boris Johnson.
He's a very talented guy. I was very saddened to see that he was leaving government. And I hope he goes back in at some point, because I think he's a very... I think he's a great representative for your country. I was very surprised and saddened that he was getting out of government. And you lost some other very good people. Well, I'm not pitting one against the other. I'm just saying I think he'd be a great prime minister. Yeah. I think he's got what it takes, and I think he's got the right attitude to be a great prime minister.
Well, I'm not pinning one against the other, you know, as he puts the knife in and twists it a bit, and that's fine. Because the betrayal was on the part of Theresa May. She not only betrayed the British people, but she is pushing for the globalists. And this is something that is of international importance. This is a geopolitical war. And Theresa May is on the other side of this. Boris Johnson is not. And so he says, yeah, you know, he's a great guy. You know, he'd be a great prime minister in case you guys need one in the near future. And I want to play for you what Nigel Farage said just before President Trump visited about what was happening with Theresa May and with Brexit. Here's Nigel Farage.
The British people had a referendum to decide on our future. We voted to leave the European Union, to leave its court, to leave its lawmaking processes, to take back control of our borders and our money. Simple as. And yet, this Prime Minister, Theresa May, who incidentally was a Remain voter in the referendum, presented a plan at Chequers, the country house of the British Prime Minister, on Friday that basically said we would still stay part of many bits of the European Union, including the customs union, the lawmaking process, all of which would mean we were taking rules from elsewhere without having a say. It would prevent us probably from having a trade deal with America and other countries. And it was nothing less, Martha, than a total betrayal of what people had voted for in that referendum.
Yeah. Absolutely. It was a total betrayal. They're going to be worse off under Theresa May. Proposal than they would be if nothing had happened, because they're still going to be managed from Brussels, but they won't have any say-so in this. So as you had President Trump being brutally honest about this, saying, I told her how to do it, she didn't want to listen to me, there's not going to be much trade with the U.S. if they go through with her proposal, and Nigel Farage has explained why that would be the case, because Brussels is still going to be making the rules. As the Sun, who had the exclusive interview, said, this is an extraordinary intervention. Timed to coincide with his UK visit, Mr. Trump said Theresa May ignored his advice by opting for a soft Brexit strategy. Now, she offered for no Brexit whatsoever. But you would understand that they would say that this was an extraordinary intervention. I'm going to tell you why it was not extraordinary. This is something that had been done already by Barack Obama. People want to pretend that that didn't happen. But that is the narrative that is coming out of the mainstream media. And, of course, who speaks better for the mainstream media than the fake news at CNN? This is what they had to say. Trump detonates a Brexit bomb in Britain visit. They said this is a fresh sign that Trump has no time for diplomatic niceties. He is either oblivious to the political pressures that foreign leaders face, or he simply doesn't care about them, or he's willing to sow disruption wherever he goes in order to enhance his own outspoken political brand. See, this is typical CNN nonsense. No, he was brutally honest, and that's fine. He is not oblivious to the political pressures. He knew exactly what he was doing, and so does CNN as they criticize him in this way. As I said, this is a geopolitical war for our economic independence. It's also a war for Britain's economic independence and for other countries in Europe. So, yeah, he does care about this. And it isn't just sowing disruption for his own political brand. This is about taking down an oppressive globalist organization that is seeking to build a worldwide empire and a worldwide governance. They are the intermediate step toward a world government. That's the EU truly is. Now, as I say that this is extraordinary, that it is unprecedented, those are the headlines that you're seeing in all the mainstream media. Let's go back to 2016, the end of April, just before they had this vote, the Brexit vote. And here were the headlines at the time from The Guardian. Barack Obama, Brexit would put UK, quote, back of the queue for trade talks. Of course, that's we don't use that term too much here in America. We just say the line, back of the line. But they talk about the queue. Barack Obama warned that the UK would be at the back of the queue in any trade deal with the US if the country chose to leave the EU, as he made an emotional plea to Britons to vote for staying in. See, he even uses their words for a line, you know, calling it a queue, so that they get the message. They wouldn't get it if he said, you're going to get the back of the line, which is what he would have done here, and he would have done it with a kind of faux southern accent. Y'all going to get in the back of the line? You folks are going to get in the back of the line, is probably what he would have said. But he says, you will be in the back of the queue. It was directly targeted to the British audience, directly trying to interfere with their election, which ironically is what Theresa May is trying to do right now. She's trying to interfere with their election. But everybody criticizes President Trump. President Trump just wants the British people to get what they voted for. He just wants to have bilateral trade that isn't managed by a bunch of old men in Brussels. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the immune support blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I want to continue with what was happening with Barack Obama, because that's what nobody's talking about. Everybody's saying it's an extraordinary intervention. I cannot believe that President Trump would give an honest assessment of this, that this is something that affects trade in the United States as much as it does in Britain. To say that, we had this trade agreement, but that isn't going to happen because now Theresa May has determined that Brussels is going to make the rules in violation of the Brexit election in the UK, and it means that trade isn't going to happen between us because we've already seen what Brussels does. So for him to say that is brutally honest, and people need to understand that. He did give her a bit of a shove by saying that, hey, Boris Johnson's a great guy. If you guys need a prime minister, I would think about Boris Johnson. He'd be a great prime minister. So we're going to talk more about Brexit as well as what's going on with Sadiq Khan and his inflated ego. You know, the previous mayor of London was Boris Johnson. He was the one who was mayor before Sadiq Khan. That was before they had the big, massive crime surge that was there with the knives and the acid and the drive-by shootings that are happening in gun control London. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. This is 25% off. This is a great way to take care of minor cuts, burns, scrapes, and more. This has silver in a gel form, a nano silver in a gel form for topical use. And as I said before, I've used the silver products that we have for internal use. I've used it on external wounds, and it does work for me. And yet, it's a liquid, so it's very difficult to keep on there. Now, with a gel, you can get it to stay on the wound for a longer period of time and do it more easily. So that new Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel is 25% off. We still have 50% off many of our most popular products, like Brain Force and DNA Force and the Real Red Pill. And that sale is going to be ending soon. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, again, we said just before the election, Barack Obama went to the UK, and you're not going to hear this from the mainstream news. They're going to forget about the fact that it was April of 2016, just as they were ramping up to this election. He decided he was going to jump in. All you had all the bankers and all the globalists in Europe and the people in Brussels saying, this is it. It's going to be the end of the economy here. I just gave you the metrics a couple of days ago, how unemployment is half the rate that it is throughout the EU. By every metric in terms of jobs, in terms of economic growth and everything else, the UK is doing better than ever, much better than Europe. And that wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be the end of the line for them if they voted for Brexit. And as Barack Obama went there, he said, well, you may be wondering why I have the temerity to weigh in. That's what he said. Why do I have the temerity to weigh in, to tell you that you're going to be at the back of the line? Everybody said, are you threatening us? And he was saying, oh, no, I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying that the EU is going to make the rules, and they're not going to like the fact that you guys got out. So they're going to put you at the back of the line. Well, what do you think is going to happen now when the EU makes the rules and Britain doesn't have any control, that Britain has to follow the rules? I mean, what Theresa May is proposing is the worst possible scenario. And he says, on that matter, he says, I think it's fair to say that maybe some point down the line, there might be a UK-US trade agreement. This is what Obama said 2 years ago. But it's not going to happen anytime soon because our focus is in negotiating with a big bloc, the European Union, to get a trade agreement done with them. And the UK is going to be at the back of the queue. See, Obama wanted the EU. He's a globalist. Theresa May wants the EU. She's a globalist. They create these economic trading groups. Then they make them a political entity, giving them their own currency and so forth. And then once they do that, once they get three blocks, which was always the plan with a trilateral commission, have a European bloc, an Asian bloc, the North American bloc. So you have trade, which leads to a trade bloc that leads to a political unification. And then once they have a political unification, they've got three world groups, and they can merge those three into worldwide governance. That was the plan of Zbigniew Brzezinski. They liked that plan a great deal. They created the Trilateral Commission. Then they made him the guy that was basically running the Clinton administration. Obama insisted at the time that he wasn't issuing a threat. He's simply offering a point of view. But now everybody says, when President Trump says, hey, you understand what's going to happen with this policy? Oh, you're threatening Theresa May. Is it a double standard? He said, this is a decision for the people of the United Kingdom to make. Well, they made their decision, and now Theresa May is trying to overthrow it. Obama said at the time, I'm not coming here to fix any votes. I'm not casting a vote myself. I'm offering my opinion. And in democracies, everybody should want more information, not less. And you shouldn't be afraid to hear an argument before it's made. And as I said at the time, the people who wanted to get out, people who are in favor of Brexit, were quick to point out that Obama would no longer be president when a trade deal would be negotiated, and claimed that he was making an unrealistic threat because President Trump is now president. He wants a bilateral trade agreement, and that's why Theresa May is trying to overthrow it. They didn't realize that they would have a prime minister, I guess, that would try to overthrow their election. At the time, The Atlantic said it was the strongest warning yet from Obama about the cost of a British exit from the EU. One of the British commentators described it as battlefield nuclear device used against Brexit. Nigel Farage said after they won, he said, you know, he actually helped us. His intervention here actually helped us. He said the day after Brexit, he said, threatening people insults their intelligence. He said a lot of people in Britain said, how dare Obama come here and tell us what to do? Then it backfired. We got an Obama Brexit bounce because people don't want foreign leaders telling them how to think and vote. And they don't want foreign leaders that they don't have any input into electing, which will be the case if Theresa May's plan goes through. They don't want foreign leaders dictating the terms of their economy either. But, of course, at the time, the Hill said, well, yesterday Britain voted to leave the European Union. And experts predict this will lead to worldwide financial uncertainty. Nope. Sure didn't. Sure didn't. But they're going to try to still punish the globalist elitists. Are still going to try to punish the UK. Trump mocked Obama at the time. Trump said, the world doesn't listen to him. And he was at a press conference in Scotland at the time. He said, you just got to embrace it. It's the will of the people. What happened should have happened, and they will be stronger for it. So that was Trump at the time of Brexit, and you just heard what Obama did trying to overthrow it with his nuclear attack on Brexit. And as Politico said at the time, the Brexit vote burned Obama and Hillary Clinton. Obama urged the Britons to think about this twice, that you're going to get it at the back of the queue and so forth. But Hillary Clinton also cautioned Britons against scuppering decades of ever-growing transatlantic cooperation, because she's a globalist. Her top foreign policy advisor said the Western alliance has always been the strongest when Europe is united. And so Obama said, I respect their decision. But he had Vice President Joe Biden express the White House's dismay at the time, saying that the U.S. had preferred a different outcome. And they're still working at the State Department to try to undermine that, just as Theresa May is. Biden said, I do think yesterday's vote speaks to the ongoing changes and challenges that are raised by globalization. The president said later at a forum in Stanford University, and his only allusion so far to the sort of populist rage represented by Trump and the Brexit movement. You can't separate the two, because it is a push against the geopolitics of globalism. Clinton went on the attack and told American voters that Brexit was only underscored the need for calm, steady, experienced leadership like hers. Yeah, we didn't listen to her either, did we? The Britons didn't listen to Obama, and the Americans didn't listen to Hillary Clinton. But let's go back to one other thing that President Trump had to say about Brexit. And this was also part of the interview yesterday. Let's run that clip.
I think the deal that she's striking is not what the people voted on. It's a much different deal than the people voted on. It was not the deal that was in the referendum.
That's right. President Trump said that he was more popular than most NATO country leaders who think they're better than he is. That's a theme we've seen for this entire week, isn't it? Looking down their noses at President Trump. And yet, this story that came out a couple of days ago pointed out that in 2013, Merkel had a 70% approval rating. Presidents here would dream of something like that, but after her policies, it dropped to the low 40s. About where President Trump is, which is about where Barack Obama was at this point in time. So do the Brits disagree with President Trump? No, he's saying give them what they voted for. I think the vast majority of Britons agree with President Trump, because they voted for the policies of President Trump.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95, colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We've been talking about President Trump and his bombshell comments. Brutally honest about what's going on. Trump on the side of the people in Britain who voted for Brexit. And, of course, Brexit is more popular now than it was when it passed. And yet, Theresa May is trying to shut it down by subterfuge. And if she is successful, they will have a much worse deal than they did before, because they will still be under the Brexit rules, but they won't have any say-so or representation whatsoever. And as I just pointed out, what the press will not talk about is the bombshell comments that were made by Barack Obama trying to stop it, trying to stop Brexit from going through, saying, we're not interested in making a deal with you guys. You're going to be at the back of the line. We're going to be dealing with the EU. And they're still trying to push this through. So, yeah, Hillary Clinton at the time said, this just shows why you got to have somebody like me there. I am a globalist, and I can make sure this stuff continues, because we live in an uncertain world and we've got to stop this Brexit thing. So Hillary Clinton and Theresa May and Barack Obama doing everything they can to work with the old men in Brussels to make sure that the Britons don't have any say-so over their economy or anything else for that matter. We're going to be talking in the third hour to Del Bigtree. There is a new action that has been taken by the Formed Consent Action Network, ICON for short, trying to get information about federal vaccine programs. And, of course, in California, they have passed a vaccine mandate for children and are going after doctors in an ex post facto manner, going after Dr. Bob Sears, putting him on probation and coming very close to removing his medical license. And, of course, they've got other things that they can go back to, because they're going back to things that happened 4 years ago. And they're intruding into the doctor-patient relationship. He said, the mother came to me, said that the child had a very bad reaction to a vaccine. So I said, all right, we're not going to do that again, because it doesn't happen to everybody, but it does happen to a lot of people. And so he wrote a letter. So because of that, they put him on double secret probation. They got him being supervised. They have him taking ethics classes, because his ethics are to first do no harm. No, we have to change that. We're going to get rid of the first do no harm, and we're going to replace that with first follow government mandates and use products that make a lot of money for big pharmaceutical companies, regardless of whether it harms people or not. So Del Bigtree is going to be joining us. But something else is going on in California as well. We talked about the fact that California has mandated that you can't buy a gun unless it has a non-existent technology that no gun manufacturer makes at the time, stamping each bullet with an imprint identifying that gun. This is something, folks, that comes from the United Nations. It's part of their UN arms trade treaty, small arms. And I've talked about this in the past. This is something that really, if you look at both the Bush, the W. Bush administration, Bush 43, as well as Obama, they were both had the gun walking programs. Eventually blew up as Fast and Furious, because you had a law enforcement officer here killed. But a lot of people were killed in Mexico with illegal guns that were being run by the BATF, because they wanted to make a case for the identification of all firearms, because they wanted to push through this UN arms trade treaty. And now they have taken more action, and somebody in the Trump administration has signed off on this. We've got to get President Trump's attention on this and undo that action. It's such a large swamp, and there are so many people who are left over. And we're going to talk about that with when we get to Peter Strzok and the FBI and the corruption that was exposed yesterday in his testimony. And we're also going to be talking about Sadiq Khan and his protests of President Trump when we come back. But there's something else, too. Besides requiring people to banning people from buying new guns unless they have a non-existent technology, California has also ordered people who have guns currently to register them online. And then they put up a website that doesn't work. Huh? Because this is the way that, oh, we're just regulating this. And so, no. This is a de facto ban. They're working on it in every way they can in California. Such a dishonest, crooked, corrupt state. Failing state. We'll be right back.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold. The Candida, it's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Friday the 13th. Let's talk about the... Better keep that Trump baby balloon away from any knives there, Sadiq Khan. Because something awful could happen to that thing. And we've got a great comment from a guy who is on BBC. This is a guy who did not have a friendly interview with Alex Jones when he was there. He and Alex Jones got into a great back and forth. Andrew Neil. But it's worth playing his comments about Sadiq Khan. And I want you to hear what he said about Sadiq Khan's Trump blimp. Video clip number one.
For the mayor of London allowing a giant Trump baby blimp in a nappy to be floated over London, the Americans have decided to float an even bigger blimp of Sadiq Khan over the U.S. embassy. He'll be wearing a stab vest, said the U.S. ambassador, because even at 200 feet in the air, this has become a very dangerous city under his watch.
They're going to fly it over the U.S. embassy, even at 200 feet. In London, you're going to have a stab vest if you want to keep that balloon safe, if they put one up of Sadiq Khan. But Sadiq Khan says he hasn't been disrespectful to President Trump at all. Not at all. And yet, this commentator, Naga Munchetti, questions that. This is video six. Let's play that.
Spoken about it being the U.S. being our biggest individual trading partner. It comes down to this, doesn't it? It comes down to diplomacy, doesn't it? You're the mayor of London. He's the president of the United States. Someone's got to be the bigger person in this and take the higher ground. You're letting this balloon that depicts him as a baby fly over the Capitol when he's visiting. You've had this spat with him on social media, on Twitter, for a couple of years now. Isn't it time to just say, OK, I'll be the bigger person in this. I'll take the higher ground.
Well, actually, you raise a good point. I'd like you and your views to compare and contrast the tweets the president has said against me and what I've said in response. And similarly, you've asked me three, four, five questions to respond to President Trump, and I've not been disrespectful to him as the office holder of the president.
Oh, that's it. You tried to get me to be disrespectful to him, but I haven't taken the bait. And you know, he was very disrespectful to me. She began saying, "By you, well, can't you be the bigger man if you think that's the case? I know you're going to do this petty protest of President Trump." And on BBC Radio, we had another host, Michelle Hussein, challenged him for calling President Trump a Nazi. And here's what he had to say, video 7.
He's seen as being politically motivated. You are opposed to Donald Trump. You've written an article in the Evening Standard in London where, you know, in effect, you compare President Trump's views to those of the Nazis. You say ideas we thought defeated after the end of the Second World War have resurfaced.
To be fair, that's not what I said. What I said was that actually we ought to be careful about the rise of narrow populist movements across not just Europe, but across the world. Look what's happening in Hungary. Look what's happening in Italy. Look at some of the views espoused by the current president of the USA. And actually, one of the great things about our special relationship.
Yeah, he didn't actually use the N-word, did he? But he defined it. Yeah, he didn't call him a Nazi, but he called him a Nazi in every other possible way. I want to play a clip for you here of what Nigel Farage said. But before I do, just think about the fact that we got Sadiq Khan, who claims that he doesn't have any personal grudge against President Trump. He's not going to troll him. But then he says, but he trolled me on Twitter, so I'm going to get back with him. Now, This is a guy who, when he appeals to all this stuff, says, well, it's simply about free speech. People have a right to protest, don't they? Well, you know, it was Sadiq Khan who, when Louis Farrakhan had a travel ban put on him to come into the UK, because, you know, they've never held First Amendment rights very precious in the UK. You know, they told Michael Savage that he couldn't come in because they didn't like his politics. They told Louis Farrakhan he couldn't come in because they didn't like his politics. Now, Sadiq Khan didn't defend the right of Michael Savage to come in because of free speech, but he did defend the right of Louis Farrakhan to come in, saying, oh, we got to have him come in. Very selective about what he does. So he likes Farrakhan. Sadiq Khan likes Farrakhan. Sadiq Khan likes the Trump balloon, but Sadiq Khan doesn't like Trump. He has said many times that he did not want Trump coming to the UK, certainly not to London. So Trump balloon and the ridicule, that's okay, but don't let the actual Trump speak. We're just going to have the caricature of Trump in the UK. And, of course, he doesn't want people like Tommy Robinson to speak either. Lock those people up. Ban the people like Michael Savage. But, of course, Sadiq Khan is all about free speech, right? Here's what Nigel Farage had to say, video clip 3.
It's an insult. You know, whatever Sadiq Khan thinks about President Trump, he should not put that personal enmity above the fact that President Trump, like him or not, is the leader of the biggest and most important country in the world. And I cannot imagine any other city in the world that would fly a blimp, you know, an insulting blimp of the president above their parliament on the day of his visit. Sadiq Khan is a total disgrace.
A total disgrace, absolutely. As Rudy Giuliani said, and as Piers Morgan repeated, he says, you're failing as a mayor. Maybe you should do something to protect the people there instead of trying to score cheap political points by ridiculing President Trump. But as one interviewer there in the UK talked to Chris Ruddy about President Trump, Chris Ruddy had this to say. He says, I think that it energizes President Trump to be criticized by this. And I think he's absolutely right. Here's what Chris Ruddy had to say when asked about that video clip 4.
People think that it's about him, so it's probably a positive thing. Somebody's
even a balloon with him as a baby.
Well, he might sue for copyright or something, but I'm sure he will. He does find some of these things funny and interesting, and look, this is a man who has been involved in controversy for almost his entire life, in public life and business life, so he's used to it. And,
also a thin-skinned man, right? Is
and
he offended?
Well, it gives him energy, all of this controversy, so he enjoys that.
Yeah, yeah. President Trump enjoys controversy. It energizes him. You know, most people really get tired of that. And President Trump could not survive in Washington, survive in this political climate, if that didn't galvanize him and energize him. But let's look at this. Let's go back again to 2016. We're just talking about how Obama tried to overthrow the Brexit election, tried to tip it against him, saying, you're going to be put at the back of the line, we're going to do a deal with the EU, and you guys are going to be at the back of the line, the back of the queue, he said. And they all said, woo, woo, look at this, he's trying to interfere with the election. But then in reality, as Nigel Farage and others believed, it actually helped for Barack Obama to come in and say, we're going to punish you. And at the time, Boris Johnson was the mayor of London. Boris Johnson, who President Trump said yesterday, Boris Johnson's a great guy. You guys would be lucky to have him as prime minister. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. Instead of Theresa May, who was trying to overthrow your election about Brexit, who was trying to put you in a worse situation than you ever were as a voting member of the EU. You'll be a non-voting member who will have their trade managed by Brexit if Theresa May gets her way. What are you talking about? Putting the screws to the people there. But at the time, Politico talked about why Obama couldn't stop Brexit. They said even the sidelining of Boris Johnson, the former London mayor, and one of the prominent Leave leaders, the people who were supporting Brexit, who incited an uproar by greeting the president with an op-ed that rehashed the old rumor about kicking a Winston Churchill bust out of the White House. Now, it wasn't a rumor. This is Politico. Consider the source. He did. It's one of the first things that he did. One of the first things he did was to take the bust of Winston Churchill out of the White House and send it back. And then the first speech that he had was at Georgetown University, no longer a Christian university by any imagination. You know, of course, Harvard began as a seminary. But when he spoke at Georgetown, he covered up all, had plywood put over the old ancient wood carvings there that were Christian. But Boris Johnson had blamed that expulsion of the Churchill statue on the fact that Obama was part Kenyan president and he disliked the British Empire. And now they don't have Boris Johnson around anymore. They've got Sadiq Khan. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Thank you.
I'm David Knight. We'll be talking to William Jasper in this segment. William Jasper, the senior editor of The New American. You'll find them at thenewamerican.com. I want to talk to him about a couple of issues. He wrote a great article explaining the pardoning of the Hammonds and what was behind that. We're going to get into that a little bit coming up. But first, I want to begin with Brexit. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Jasper.
Glad to be here this morning, David.
You know, it's kind of interesting as we're, it's great to have you. It's kind of interesting as we're looking at what's going on and the big controversy, as President Trump said, this is going to undermine trade between the United States and the UK if Theresa May's proposals go through. He's simply being factual about that. But you have the press saying, well, this is absolutely unprecedented. And as I've been pointing out in the last couple of segments, it's not unprecedented. It's a reversal of what we had 2 years ago. We had a pro-EU president, Obama, who was trying to undermine Brexit. Now we have a pro-Brexit president as the UK prime minister is trying to undermine what the people chose at the time. They ignored President Obama's threats to them about trade, and they voted for Brexit. They have seen economic growth there. But at the same time, we also see the two different mayors have switched places. 2 years ago, we had Boris Johnson as mayor of London, and he was criticizing the pro-Brexit President Obama. Now we've got the pro-globalist Sadiq Khan criticizing President Trump. So it's kind of interesting how everything has changed places, but it's still the globalists versus the people who want to have control over their own local economy.
Well, it's quite amazing because the Brexit vote 2 years ago presaged the Trump victory in November. And they're really one-two punches there against the globalists. They had come out full-blown in their fear campaign, led by then Prime Minister David Cameron, to try and convince the British people that if they voted for Brexit to leave the EU, that it would be a total disaster economically, politically, socially. And of course, politically, socially, and economically are the reasons why the British people voted for it. They wanted their sovereignty back. They wanted to be able to control their own borders and how many refugees or immigrants would come or migrants would come to their country. And it was very interesting at the time. You had it here on InfoWars. We had it in The New American, showcasing quite a number of the different globalists in their own publications coming out and saying, this is the elites versus the populists, and saying, we can't allow the populace to take over the country. The elites need to keep ruling it. And they were just determined to destroy the efforts of Brexit. And we have, you know, many people, Boris Johnson, you mentioned, came on board with the Brexit. And he came into the new Theresa May government when David Cameron was booted out after the Brexit passed. Theresa May came in, and we said at that time, I wrote in The New American, that Theresa May, who fought against the Brexit when she came in, said, oh, we're going to follow the will of the people have spoken, we're going to do what the people have said, we are going to go through with the Brexit. We wrote at the time, no, this is, she will almost certainly follow delaying tactics, she'll try to put it off and make sure that it doesn't actually go through. They're going to hold it off for a couple of years, and then they're going to try to deep six it. And that's what they've been trying to do. And
yeah,
what she is
delaying,
still trying.
She was the delay May, as Nigel Farage was saying. He started calling her Theresa Maybe. Well, she has taken off the mask. She has made it very clear that she's going to try to overthrow that election. And I think that's the key thing, too. We had two very important elections in 2016. We had Brexit, and we had President Trump. The globalist elitists, as you were just pointing out, are fighting to overthrow both of those. And we have, as we see, the FBI, the CIA, and others, we just had the testimony of Peter Strzok yesterday. They're going to try to overthrow the election of President Trump or nullify it for all practical purposes. And that's what Theresa May is trying to do with the election of Brexit, isn't it?
Absolutely. They're really connected. We have the same people, the same forces, the same media empires that are trying to carry this out. And they prattle all the time about democracy and the rule of law and these things. But as we've been seeing with both with Brexit and with the attempt, the whole deep state effort to deep six President Trump, very clearly they don't care about the will of the people or the rule of law.
That's right. The empire is striking back. And I don't mean the British Empire. This is the globalist empire. And the European Union is a very important part of that. And so I want to, in that context, let's move over and start talking about the land use issues, because this is also something that at its heart is a globalist agenda. UN Agenda 21, the UN 2030 agenda, these are issues that are these agendas are behind much of what is being done by the federal government to push people off of the land. And that is the background, really, for what happened. But let's talk a little bit about some of the particulars about what happened to the Hammond family and why it's such a good thing that President Trump took away that great injustice, at least to some degree.
Well, this was such a welcome, and for many of us, it was rather a long-delayed pardon. Many of us have been hoping that Dwight Hammond and his son Stephen would have been released very shortly after the new Trump administration came in. However, it's still wonderful that this past week they were finally released. Now, the Hammonds, for those to refresh memory, are ranchers in Harney County in eastern Oregon who were prosecuted under the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act passed in 1996. And this is a very cautionary tale about how legislation, which ostensibly is for one purpose, ends up getting being used for another. Remember, 1996 is 2 years after the Oklahoma City bombing, which was itself a major issue that we covered extensively in the New American. But they passed this law. Everybody said, oh, yes, we want to be against terrorism. And then they used it against these ranchers. And what did they do that was terrorism? They started a backfire on their own property, on their own ranch, something that's commonly done. In fact, the feds do it on their property, what they claim is their property, on the BLM, the Forest Service, et cetera, all the time. If you have a fire going, it's common practice.
A way of stopping it from progressing into where you were. And we just had a situation in the panhandle of Florida where the government there set a backfire, a controlled burn, if you will, not a backfire, but they set a controlled burn. They got out of control. It burned down 36 homes. Is there anybody there that's going to go to jail for terrorist attacks? I mean, that you know, things like that happen from time to time. As you point out in your article, it was less than 150 acres of just sagebrush. And even the BLM admitted that it made the land a bit better. We're going to talk about the implications of this. You know, we talk about the way laws are enacted for terrorism. Just think about the RICO statutes. Think about how that was supposed to stop organized crime for institutions like Clinton Foundation. Not used against them, is it? But it was used against abortion protesters. They used the RICO statutes that they said, we have to use that to get after the mafia. They used that against abortion protesters. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Patrick in the Great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1775 worldwide.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as Myco ZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to William F. Jasper. He is the senior editor of The New American. You'll find that at thenewamerican.com. Talking to him about his excellent article earlier this week about Trump pardons father and son ranchers unjustly imprisoned as terrorists. And there's a couple of different things here that need to be unpacked. As Mr. Jasper pointed out in his article, this small fire had actually improved range conditions, according to the BLM, on the public lands. And the BLM maintains that it is their land. I disagree with that based on Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution. I don't believe that the BLM owns land. They're supposed to manage land, and they are mismanaging land. I mean, well, there's so much that we can talk about. We can talk about how they're mismanaging land. We're having wildfires breaking out and becoming much more out of control than they need to be because of the mismanagement of the federal government, whether it's BLM or the Forestry Service. But let's talk a little bit here, William, about the Terrorist Act. We touched on that a little bit, but also the mandatory minimums and the persecution by the Obama Justice Department. Not only were they not terrorists, and we know they weren't terrorists any more than abortion protesters, have not been organized crime when they use the RICO statute to shut them down, the RICO statute that we were told that we had to have the RICO statute because we didn't want to have due process. If it was the mafia, we had to take their money first, and then give them the due process, right? And so then they use that same RICO statute against abortion protesters to shut down their organizations, to shut down their free speech. And so then we were told that if it's a terrorist or if it's drug dealers or whatever, we have to have mandatory minimums, and we have to treat these people as terrorists. And we now see how that is turned out. It's used as a weapon against political enemies, isn't it?
Well, yes. And as we point out in the article, of course, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama pardoned real terrorists, most notoriously the FALN terrorists of Puerto Rico, who actually set off bombs, who killed people, who maimed people, who destroyed property, who carried out real terrorism, and they were all released and given pardons.
That was the 1999 pardon of Oscar Lopez Rivera that you point out in your article.
Right.
And, of course, a real terrorist was one of the mentors of Barack Obama.
Absolutely.
And that would be Bill Ayers. And he got away with murder and bombing.
Yes. And so so this is the real injustice here. The federal prosecutors went after this family. And according to our research and other people we talked with who've looked into it, there were a number of reasons for this. For the same reason, why have they devoted all these resources against the Hammonds, who've been model citizens, grown up in that area, been multi-generational ranchers, hardworking taxpayers, never get into trouble, have no record or anything? Why did they deploy such resources to accuse them of terrorism, prosecute them, and then send them away to prison where Mr. Dwight Hammond, the father, would likely die in prison, and his wife, who is in fragile health, may have died before he got out of prison? Why did they deploy all these resources against them? The first judge in the case, these cases go on and on, and once they for instance, in the first case, Judge Michael Hogan was quite alarmed by the way in which they were being railroaded. And the prosecutors were asking for 5 years for a accidental fire, which got out of control. And he said it would shock the conscience of the court to give them this mandatory 5-year minimum.
And that's so why we have judges who are there on the scene and who can determine on a case-by-case basis what needs to be done. And yet these mandatory minimums that have been imposed from Washington take away that judge's individual touch and understanding of that particular case and that particular defendant. That's why these mandatory minimums are just it's such an affront to the justice system. And I can't understand why we continue to allow mandatory minimums to be used for anything.
Well, and then the feds came back and appealed it. So the Obama Justice Department deployed our taxpayer dollars and all of the force of the Department of Justice to put them back on trial again. And so they then found a judge in the Ninth Circuit Court, of course, the Ninth Circus, who filled with all these ACLU judges who are bleeding hearts for every left-wing liberal cause and for every criminal and drug dealer and whatnot. But, oh, no, we got to throw the book at the Hammonds. So that's what they did. And they were carted off to jail. And this is not a single case that we can look at out of context, though. We saw the same thing where Judge Gloria Navarro last year ruled that the Bundys had to be turned loose. And she said, very blistering ruling against the federal government. She said the federal prosecutors had violated the rights of the Bundys and their co-defendants, that they had acted egregiously, outrageously, that they had violated the law and the rights of the Bundys to have, and their attorneys to have, the Brady material, the material that would have shown that they were innocent. So,
and of course, she was complicit in covering that up in a previous trial. We got people who are now still in jail, even though her hand was forced in all this. She had already had one trial where it was a hung jury coming after the the Bundys and so forth. She had had a conviction of some individuals who were still in jail in a previous trial. All of this based on the rules that she was doing. She was doing Brady violations. She was Absolutely. Withholding evidence that showed criminal actions on the part of the BLM and the FBI, showing that they were hiding evidence and everything. She was complicit in hiding that information until there was a BLM whistleblower. And then that exposed right. her, because then she would become an accessory to these crimes. Right. So she stopped it. And yet there hasn't been a persecution of any of these Department of Justice people. As a matter of fact, here we are 6 months later. She did that dismissal back in January. 6 months later, they came back and they wanted her to overturn herself and come after the Bundys again. And they still haven't released these other two individuals who are still in jail after their false conviction.
Right, and that's what's so remarkable in this case, because she certainly wasn't on the Bundy side. She kept stacking, helping the prosecution stack the deck until, as you point out, she was forced to exonerate herself, basically, and dissociate herself from this. But then we go back even further back to the another ranching case with the Hage family, and Judge Robert Jones back then said that there was an actual conspiracy by the federal prosecutors, by the federal BLM, by the Federal Park Service against the Hage family. And he in several rulings from the bench, said that the leaders of the of those agencies should be prosecuted themselves. And if he'd had his way, I'm sure that would have actually happened. But
and I think that's really what needs to happen, because we're going to continue to have these violations. This is what the left doesn't really care about, because they're so blindly partisan. They don't care about fixing the broken aspects of the court system where the mandatory minimums, but not only that, where the judges can rig the cases and hide evidence and cover up criminal actions by people. Everybody, left, right, regardless of what you think about a particular case or regardless of what you think about left-right politics, you should be concerned about a dishonest, corrupt justice system and want to see this fixed. And yet there is no response like that from the left. Instead, they double down on their partisan politics and ignore all of the corruptions and the aberrations that have been built into the system.
That's exactly true. And that's why, if we're going to have any kind of justice, any kind of maintaining of our rights, we have to have penalties against those in office who violate the rights and use the color of law.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you for joining us, William Jasper. Again, you can find him at The New American. He is the senior editor of The New American. And when we come back, we're going to talk about one such individual getting away with crimes. And of course, it is an institutional corruption that we see out of this Peter Strzok.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid 1776, Silver Bullets $9.95 colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe.
Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Warner Brothers production.
Actually, it was production by J. Edgar Hoover.
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. Also starring Philip
as,
Abbott.
As James Comey.
As Peter Strzok.
As Andy McCabe.
Ruth Roman.
As Lisa Page.
Gene Hackman.
Yeah, we had another installment in this melodrama that was not scripted by J. Edgar Hoover. And I just want you to think, as you hear some of this back and forth testimony, and as you see the FBI lawyers literally, as well as institutionally, behind Peter Strzok. Think about the fact that the FBI has embraced this corruption as an institution. And as Frank Serpico said, you always have your chance whenever there's a bad person in an institution, and you're going to have bad people in institutions all the time. You know, you can't keep that from happening. The question is, when you find somebody who is bad, do you embrace and protect them, as the FBI is doing with Peter Strzok and these other individuals, or do you purge them out and punish them, as we were talking about in the previous segment with William Jasper? You know, what's going to happen to these corrupt officials who politically persecuted the Bundys and the Hammonds and the Hages and so forth? Should they go to jail? Yes, they should. And you're going to continue to have this if you don't punish those people. Number one, because you have to make an example out of these criminals in government. If you leave them there, the institution, the government embraces that criminality, and those people remain in place, so they're going to hire more people that are criminals like them. But this has been a problem of the FBI from the very beginning, folks. The FBI has not been taken over recently by some bad people. The FBI was created by a bad person, J. Edgar Hoover. Go back and read what happened with the Palmer raids and the corruption that he used to do that. This is a guy who was a blackmailing bureaucrat, J. Edgar Hoover. And he created a federal bureaucracy of instigators. These people have been pretending that they're protecting us from terrorism when they create terrorism. They create these stooges. They go out and, you know, get some homeless idiot, and they hype him up and say, hey, wouldn't you like to do such and such? And then they give him all the tools and equipment, and they give him the documents. And, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, go over here and do this. And then he, when they give him all the stuff and they give him the plans, they tell him what to do, and then when he They put the stuff in his car, and when he drives the car from point A to point B, then they, you know, the sirens go off, and they have found their terrorists. And look at how essential they are to protecting us. The federal bureaucracy of instigation, and now what they're doing is trying to instigate a coup against President Trump, just as Theresa May has instituted a coup against the Brexit election. So we have FBI's Peter Strzok there. He calls the congressional hearings a victory for Putin because, of course, everything is about the Russians, right? We got to have NATO because of the Russian threat. We got to have Trump out of office because it's Putin. Yeah, he overthrew our elections. Yeah, right, right. The very best case they can make, it is less than 1% of what even just Hillary Clinton spent. If it was, in fact, spent by Russian trolls. And we don't know that they were directed by the Russian government. It's absolutely nonsense. If you go back and you look at their best case for collusion, for overthrow of the government, it is minuscule. Even if, and certainly I think this is true, I think the Russians are trying to pit the left against the right. They would like to see a civil war. But let's be frank about it. So with the globalists, that's what the open borders are about. That's what they don't want you to see. Just like they didn't want you to see Hillary Clinton's DNC corruption. They didn't want you to see how she had rigged the primaries, and so they bring in the Russians. Well, they don't want you to see how they're creating a real civil war in this country. So they say, oh, look, the Russians are dividing us. He shall not divide us. Anyway, former Deputy Assistant Director for Counterintelligence of the FBI, Peter Strzok. And this is where I'm anxious to see what they do with Bill Priestap, because he's the guy that was between Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe. Priestap was between the two of them. And so he maintained that the text messages between him and his lawyer mistress, Lisa Page, were rooted in deep patriotism, and they were not indicative of bias. Well, that's not what the inspector general found. He said he was particularly proud of his work on the Clinton email investigation. I'm sure he is. He did a great job in obstructing justice and covering that up. Louise Gutierrez, Democrat from Illinois, again, saying they must be overjoyed at the Kremlin. All they have is a red herring to drag in front of us, folks. Representative Trey Gowdy, Jim Jordan, and we got a great quote here from Louis Gohmert, who just nailed this sleazy psychopathic liar. They zeroed in on the context of the text and the emails between Strzok and Page, including the 2016 August exchange in which Page seeks reassurance that Trump is, quote, not ever going to become president. Right? Right? No, no, he won't. We will stop him. We will stop him. As a matter of fact, we got a clip, don't we, of Jim Jordan talking about how important that particular quote is. We've had Alan Dershowitz say in the past, he said, you can have all the bias that you want. Clearly, this guy is biased. Clearly, he hates President Trump. And yet, when he says, we will stop him, that goes beyond bias. But, of course, he maintains that he's not biased. But let's play first. Let's play video clip 13. This is Trey Gowdy talking to Peter Strzok.
Your testimony is Bob Mueller did not kick you off because of the content of your text. He kicked you off because of some appearance that he was worried about. Sure.
My testimony, what you asked and what I responded to, was that he kicked me off because of my bias. I'm stating to you it is not my understanding that he kicked me off because of any bias, that it was done based on the appearance. If you want to represent what you said accurately, I'm happy to answer that question, but I don't appreciate what was originally said being changed.
I don't give a damn what you appreciate, Agent Strzok. I don't appreciate having an FBI agent with an unprecedented level of animus working on two major investigations during 2016.
Oh, yeah, bias. He keeps maintaining that he didn't even have any bias. Well, he went well beyond bias. And again, he's it's the inspector general who looked at all of his emails and said, no, he is very biased about this. But he takes exception to that. And so the Democrats who were defending him. The Democrats were defending him, but just as important, folks, you have to understand the FBI was defending him. Strzok and Gowdy, reports Breitbart, were in the middle of a heated exchange. Gowdy responded to these testimony. He said, starting with a political death penalty and impeachment is not a logical or a neutral, dispassionate way to do this. And then he was interrupted by Democrats who started shouting, point of order, talking over him. This is what we saw in the back and forth. I'm not going to play that for you, but it's one of the things when I looked at that clip, it's like, oh, gosh. I remember studying through this kind of stuff in meetings, whether you're in high school or when I was a third party and all this Robert Rules of Order. The chair is out of order. No, I have a objection. It's like, I have no patience for that. I can't stand to watch that stuff. But those are the kinds of legal games that they're playing, and they're arguing back and forth about whether or not the FBI was his lawyer and whether or not they that was privileged information. So when we look at it, you have to understand that it is the FBI that is standing four square behind this guy and encouraging to do this. Let's go to video clip number 15, because we had Daryl Issa actually, as they put the headline here, on True Pundit, humiliating him, forcing him to read out loud his own text. That's pretty bad. Okay, so here are Peter Strzok's greatest hits read by the author. Clip 15.
So in front of you have a one sheet of paper that was presented to you a few minutes ago, and I'm going to just go to a date and then ask you to read your own words. March 4th, 2016.
You want me to read this?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. OMG, he's an idiot.
May 4th, 2016.
Now the pressure really starts to finish MYE.
July 19th, 2016.
Hi, how was Trump other than a douche? Melania?
All right, we're going to have more of that when we come back. We've got to take a break, and we'll be back after the top of the hour. And we'll have some more of these wonderful, unbiased emails from Peter Strzok, read by the author, as he wrote them to his mistress. And we're going to have Louis Gohmert's bombshell quote. We're going to do some news at the top of the hour. But before we go to the break, I just want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have continued this 4th of July sale of 50% off on many of our products like BrainForce Plus, DNA Force Plus. That's a big dollar savings, 50% off of DNA Force Plus. The Real Red Pill, many other things, 50% off at the site right now. We have a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. Again, we've had silver in a lot of different forms. I have colloidal silver that you can take internally for controlling your exposure to things start to feel sick. I always take that with me when I travel. But we also have the super blue silver that we have in the toothpaste and the dental products. This is a nano silver that you can put on topically when you get cut, burned, scraped, whatever. It cuts down infection. It fights bacteria as well as viruses. And so that is a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. That is 25% off as our introduction. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to have some news at the top of the hour. It is not okay to be white. It's not okay even to be a cowboy. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, we got the clowns on the left. It seems like all we've got on the left are clowns. People like Stephen Colbert, who is mocking Brett Kavanaugh, the judge that's been picked by President Trump as his Supreme Court nominee, mocking him because he was a white guy. You know, so, yeah, you're not allowed to have a white guy. But also mocking the way that his name sounds. This is somebody named Stephen Colbert. Not Steve Colbert, okay? But he is Stephen Colbert. You better not throw rocks in that glass house, Colbert. But he says that he sounds like a guy. He says, I don't know much about Kavanaugh. Yeah, that's right. He doesn't. And, of course, he doesn't really care to know anything about Kavanaugh. But he says that his name sounds less like a Supreme Court justice and more like a waiter at Ruby Tuesday. Really? I would have thought that he would be a waiter at a more upscale restaurant, don't you think? I mean, certainly, Kavanaugh, that's a sounds like a waiter. But I think Colbert sounds like a kind of cheese, don't you? Maybe a cheese that you'd get at a low-end supermarket. Yeah, let me have some of that Colbert cheese. But anyway, he says, hey, everybody, I'm Brett Kavanaugh. I'll be your Supreme Court justice tonight. Before you sit down, let me clear away these rights for you. Does Colbert care about our rights when it comes to a right to a fair trial? Does he care about all this corruption that we've been talking about in the Justice Department? No. Liberals don't care about that. They don't care about that at all. He doesn't care about your freedom to choose health care. They talk about Roe v. Wade. Oh, it's the woman's right to choose. It's about women's health. Do they really care about that? Do they really want you to be able to choose your medicine? Do they really want you to be able to make choices about your children's health? Do they want you to be able to refuse medication? We've got Del Bigtree, who's going to be joining us, talking about latest action in terms of the Informed Consent Action Network and their moves at the federal level, because we've talked to Dell recently about the draconian measures that they've taken to intrude the government in California into the doctor-patient relationship and do it in an ex post facto way. Going back 4 years before any of these new regulations were put in that basically should be shut down, they violate our human rights, but he doesn't care about that. Yeah, they're going to just clear those rights away for you, the Democrats in California. But Stephen Colbert, what a pretentious way to pronounce his name. Stephen, I'm going to start calling him Stephen Colbert. Let's see how he likes that. He thinks Kavanaugh is too sophisticated or whatever. But, of course, he's also white, and they don't like that. They're taking exception to the University of Wyoming's slogan that the world needs more cowboys. That happens to be the mascot of the University of Wyoming. The cowboy. And one of these feminists said, I thought it was a joke. Then I looked it up on the university webpage and I saw, no, this is in fact serious. And so you got all these feminists out there saying the idea of cowboy is too masculine and, wait for it, racist. Yes, everything that they don't like is racist. Cowboys are racist. You know what? There were a lot of black cowboys. Maybe you don't know anything about cowboys. There were a lot of black cowboys. As a matter of fact, places that I've lived, I was just talking about that with my wife the other day, because there was a black guy riding a horse, and she said, I see a lot more black guys riding horses than I do white guys anymore. A lot more. Everywhere I live, I was riding a horse down the side of the road. A group of female scientists, however, wrote a letter urging the university to dump the slogan of cowboys. We don't need more cowboys. Ask Willie Nelson about this. All his heroes have always been cowboys, right? They said the school should embrace a slogan that takes us into the 21st century. In a vacuum, said the idiotic feminist, the term cowboy appears to be gender and perhaps race specific. But in the context of the branding campaign, it is connected to images and words that show our cowboys are diverse of every sex and background. That's the person who's supposed to defend this. I think he just made the point. We need more cowboys. We don't need more university professors, and we certainly don't need more racist feminists. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and as I was saying at the top of the hour, this insanity coming out of University of Wyoming, the feminists and the liberals objecting to the mascot that they have there, cowboys, and their slogan, "The world needs more cowboys." Say, we got to shut this down. It is racist. It is sexist to have cowboys. And as I point out, from what I've observed, I've seen more black men and women and young kids riding horses around where I live, both here and in North Carolina, but especially around here, than I do white people riding horses. And it also, as the crew was pointing out, cowboys were historically black and Mexican. And I see more Mexican men wearing cowboy hats than I see white men wearing hats. Typically, the white guys, if they're working, they're wearing something like a MAGA cap, you know, baseball type of cap or something. But a cowboy hat is still very popular with Mexicans. So, you know, now I guess they're going to complain and say, well, you call them cowboys. So now we got it. No, it is racist. So you can't win with these people. Everything's going to be racist. And again, Stephen Colbert, mocking President Trump's pick, Brett Kavanaugh, because he said his name sounds like a waiter. This is a guy who calls himself Colbert. And saying he's going to wipe the rights off of your table. We're going to be talking to Del Bigtree in the next segment about the people who are really trying to wipe away your rights, saying you don't have a right to make any determinations about your health care. They're going to tell you what health insurance you have. When they get to single payer, they're going to tell you whether or not you're going to get treatment. Right now, they're mandating treatment as they take away your right to have informed consent, your right to refuse treatment. They're going to forcefully inject you and your kids. You're not going to have anything to say about your health care. They're going to mandate health care on you. They're going to withhold health care from you. They will make the choices, right? You want to talk about rights? You want to talk about health care in the context of Roe v. Wade? You don't care about choice. You don't care about health care. You don't care about rights. Come on. Let's get real about this, the hypocrisy that is there. This is kind of interesting, though, because we've had the left has they've talked a little bit about marijuana. But as I pointed out yesterday, there's been more pushes for marijuana reform from the right, especially from President Trump, than from the left. All of the national Democrats, people like Chuck Schumer, people like Dianne Feinstein, they have been with the establishment in terms of pushing the war on drugs from the United Nations and pushing the war on drugs for big pharmaceutical companies. They're not out there trying to legalize things. And in New Jersey, where they have come after New Jersey Weed Man for so many times, I love to talk to New Jersey Weed Man because he stands up for his legal rights. He defended himself. He used jury nullification to beat the rap because he said, I know that most people don't support the marijuana prohibition. So he beat the rap with jury nullification. Then they came after him again because of marijuana and tried to get him on tampering with witnesses and so forth, locked him up without bail. Same stuff they're doing to Manafort. See, they do it from the top to the bottom. We see them coming after President Trump and trying to overthrow the election. And the same tactics that they use against President Trump, they use against the Bundys, they use against the Hammonds, they use against so many different people because it's a corrupt system. And these are the people who run the corrupt system. And they use these types of tactics against people big and small, anybody they disagree with. It is a politicized, corrupt legal system and justice system. And so you had New Jersey weed man fighting against the so-called bail reform of the of New Jersey and so forth, fighting for his right to have marijuana. And this is absolutely amazing that this story would come out of New Jersey. Listen to this. We've just had a judge in New Jersey rule that the New Jersey workers' compensation program, this is a guy who is a workers' compensation judge. His name is Lionel Simon. He just said that they are going to have to give medical marijuana to people for pain. They're going to have to pay for it. You know, this is the insurance compensation program, if you will, for the state workers. You're going to have to pay, he said, for medical marijuana for pain treatment. This guy wants to take that instead of opioids, and we know that opioids are very dangerous, and marijuana isn't. So this New Jersey workers' compensation judge says that opiates are, quote, killing people. Yeah, they are. I just reported that yesterday. About a fifth of the deaths of use are attributed to opioids. He said, quite frankly, this court is very aware of the explosion of these narcotics, the opioids, on the streets of the U.S. in the last decade and the tremendous amounts of death and addiction that have been associated with these opioids. If there's anything criminal here, it's how these drugs have been force-fed to injured people and making them addicts. Indicting the doctors, the AMA, and Big Pharma. You got somebody who's injured, and you force-feed them opiates. So some of these people don't even have a choice. They get addicted while they're unable to have a decision. How's that for informed consent? New Jersey Law Journal said that an attorney for the insurance carrier said, no, we don't want to pay for any marijuana. They'll pay for you to get addicted to opioids, but they won't pay for marijuana. I'm trying to get out of paying this. Said this is preempted by federal law. And they cited a recent ruling from the Maine Supreme Court saying that an insurance carrier can't be ordered to pay for marijuana when it is prohibited under federal law. And the judge said, I don't care. This guy has got a concern that he is going to become addicted. And there's documented medical proof that that is a real risk. And I'm not going to let you give him this dangerous drug. So he doesn't make a constitutional argument. He doesn't say, well, the 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment say that the entire war on drugs is a crock. He's not going to go that far. What he does is he makes a pragmatic argument talking about how dangerous these drugs are that the insurance company is quite willing to pay for that might kill or addict this guy, but they're not going to pay for medical marijuana. So he says, these were intended to stop the use and distribution of illicit drugs and drug-related crime. I don't understand how covering his medical marijuana could make the insurance company complicit in distributing illegal narcotics. So he isn't buying that. So I think that's a great case there. But meanwhile, just to show you how crazy things still remain, while everybody's talking about the president getting on to this bipartisan act that would get the federal government out of being involved with marijuana and let the states rule, because we've now had 60% of the states legalize marijuana for medical or, in some cases, full-out legalization. And the president is saying he's going to get away from that, even though Dianne Feinstein and Chuckie Schumer have been fighting up to this point. I think they're about to see the light as well. Even in Oklahoma, conservative Republican Oklahoma, they voted for medical marijuana. You have this situation in Pennsylvania, right next to New Jersey. Cops bulldoze an unarmed man to death because they suspected him of growing marijuana. See, this insanity is still going on. We still have cops engaging people in very lethal ways that frequently result in not only their imprisonment, but in their death and execution with these tactics that are used. So these guys go out onto some state-owned land. They find a couple of guys that are out there essentially moonlighting with marijuana. One of the guys surrenders. The other one runs off into the bushes. So they get an idea. They're going to go flush him out. They're going to get a bulldozer, and they're going to flush him out of the woods. Well, this guy knows he's going to be going to jail for quite a long time. He doesn't want to do that under these insane laws that we have. So he didn't come out. And the cop in the bulldozer kills this man with the bulldozer. See, that's the insanity. That's the insanity that we have going on in this country at the same time. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Del Bigtree about the insanity going on with vaccines in California. You know, it's not just the guns where they say, well, you're not going to buy a new gun with this new law unless you've got a gun that imprints a particular serial number on that is unique on each and every bullet that is fired. That technology doesn't exist. They know it. It's a way to ban guns. And at the same time, they come out with online gun registration for a website that doesn't work, that immediately goes down. This is banning that. But the thing that you need to also understand is that this crooked, failing government in California is trying to mandate vaccines. We talked to Dell about that last week. But today we're going to talk about how his nonprofit Informed Consent Action Network sued the Federal Health and Human Services about vaccine information, a FOIA request that they got that shows some very interesting things about vaccines on the federal level. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95, colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic, friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We were just talking about some health issues in the Northeast. The judge saying that the insurance companies would have to pay for medical marijuana. They were freaking out. They wanted to give them addictive, dangerous opioids. Well, we're going to talk about another very dangerous thing that is happening across this country. And, of course, that's the mandated vaccines. Dangerous to our freedom as well as to our bodies. And I just had Dell on. We're going to talk to Dell Bigtree. I just had him on a week or two ago. We were talking about the vaccine mandate in California destroying the doctor-patient relationship, intruding these bureaucrats in state government into that, doing an ex post facto prosecution, essentially, on a doctor, taking action against him for something he's done 4 years ago after they just passed this law, but taking away our informed consent. That's the most important thing. Destroying your medical freedom, taking away your informed consent and your decision, and that's a big part of what Dell is investigating. He has his Informed Consent Action Network, which comes out as ICANN. He's got a website, www.icanndecide.com. Yeah, I can decide. I can look at the information, and I can make decisions about my health care and my family's health care, and I have the right to make that decision. And so when we see what is happening, it's not just our rights that are threatened. It's also our bodies that are threatened. Previous discussions I've had with Dell Bigtree, he's talked about the fact that they have verified, the Health and Human Services have verified that there's been 59,000 injuries from vaccines in 2016, including 432 deaths. But then they have also said in their own internal studies at Health and Human Services that their system only captures 1% of the injuries. So multiply that by 100. 5.9 million vaccine injuries and 43,000 deaths, according to the Health and Human Services. So Dell Bigtree, who was a producer of the film Vaxxed, and you remember that from the Tribeca Film Festival, where it was going to be screened, and then all of these wonderful people in Hollywood who care so much about freedom of speech said, we don't want this film shown. We want you to censor a film. And they got it thrown out, so they didn't screen it. But he's been putting that around. He now has another thing to explain to us that goes back to the creation of no liability for the vaccine companies going back to 1986. You can find Dell on Twitter at Dell Bigtree, also on Facebook at High Wire Talk. So joining us now is Dell Bigtree. Dell, tell us about this FOIA request and why this is so important going back to the liability that was taken away from the vaccine companies back in 1986.
Yeah, David, I really appreciate you having me on. This is very important. We filed a FOIA request. Now, what people have to understand is in 1986, there were so many lawsuits against vaccines that vaccine makers said they were about to go bankrupt, and they blackmailed our government under Ronald Reagan and said, we're going to stop making all vaccines unless you protect us from liability. So an act that is for no other product in 1986, we took all liability away from vaccine makers. So we took away the only market force that would drive vaccines to be made safer, to evolve the science, to keep it moving forward. If you can sue, and like every other company, an airbag fails or a car seat fails, we make a better product so that we don't get sued. That's how our government works. That's what a free market does. We took away in one of the greatest government overreaches of all times, and took liability away from the industry. But what's interesting is Congress knew that that was going to be very dangerous. They knew that if they took the liability away, then there was no incentive for the pharmaceutical industry to do safety testing, which is what, you know, with the Informed Consent Action Network, that's what we've been challenging, is that there's no safety testing going on. So what they did was they made Health and Human Services, which is the head of our entire health agency, government health agency in America, they put them in charge of safety and said, okay, since the industry will not do it and there's no incentive, you're now responsible. And so what we did is in the 86 Act, it actually mandates that Health and Human Services has got to every 2 years report to the Congress and talk about, here's it says it right here. It says to promote the development of childhood vaccines that result in fewer and less serious adverse reactions than those vaccines on the market on December 22nd, 1987, when this law went into place. They are supposed to be making them safer and reporting to Congress every 2 years how they're doing it. So we simply made a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act, and asked to see those recommendations that they had made every 2 years since 1987, and every reference or discussion or email that discussed how they were making vaccines safer, the safety studies that were going on in these products, since we know the industry's not doing it. Well, our FOIA request was denied for over 8 months. We kept saying, we're still waiting for a response. By the way, they only have 20 days. So finally, in April, we filed a lawsuit against Health and Human Services and said, we're demanding that you respond to our request to talk about what recommendations you've made. And we gave them three choices. Either you tell us what you've done, as we've requested in our FOIA request, explain to us why this is information that we shouldn't be able to see, or tell us you haven't done anything. And in the end, they acquiesced and they signed this document I'm holding right here. And by the way, our lawyer representing on this was Robert F. Kennedy Jr., one of the great environmental attorneys that's currently suing Monsanto over glyphosate and the non-Hodgkin lymphoma. So he worked on this with us. But they signed and admitted, get this, David, that in the last 30 years, not a single meeting has been held, not a single safety study has been done, nothing's been written on a napkin, no emails been passed. They have zero. They searched all their files, is what they say here, and signed to it, and we have not done the job that our Congress and the American people expected us to do. So that leaves us in a position now where officially nobody is evolving vaccines. We have essentially, this is like opening up a border where we are just allowing like poison products from the pharmaceutical industry as a floodgate straight into our children without any stopgaps or any science going on whatsoever. Think about what happened. We took away liability at a time where they were getting so many lawsuits they couldn't survive. So somebody was going to have to make those products safer. That was supposed to be Health and Human Services, and now they've admitted they didn't do it. So these dangerous products that were getting sued like crazy have multiplied from that moment, from the 10 vaccines that were dangerous at that time, to now 53 vaccines we're giving to our kids, none of them being tested for safety. And we can only assume they're as dangerous as the others, especially when you look at the stats you just said, potentially 5.9 million vaccine injuries just in 2016 alone. I think this is a huge development. And what it's leading to, David, is I think we've now got to step up and say we want to see the 1986 Act repealed. This overreach of government hasn't even done its job to protect us. So if vaccines are so safe and effective, why don't we just put the liability back on the industry and let the market decide how safe and effective? And let's see how many lawsuits, and let's see how many vaccines they decide to inject into our kids without our choice when we can sue them.
Wow, that's amazing. Because, you know, I remember just a couple of years ago, the big pharmaceutical companies coming out and saying, we're stopping all research on antibiotics and we're only going to have vaccines from here on out. Well, we know now why they're doing that. I mean, there is liability, yes, with anything that they do. My mother had a stroke in reaction to an antibiotic. And so anything that they produce can have some negative consequences, but they can't be sued if it's because of a vaccine. And they don't have to test the vaccines for safety. And nobody in the government is testing them for safety. So they have absolutely no liability. Of course, they would stop doing any antibiotics or any other kind of research. They would just start producing vaccines left and right, because there's no downside on that. They don't have to do any studies, and they don't have any liability when somebody is harmed. But we're told that we have to take the vaccines, and our kids have to take them so many more than they ever did. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater. and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we have bombshell news here that Del Bigtree has brought us. His organization, working with Robert Kennedy's son, I think it's Robert Kennedy Jr., I think is his name. Is that correct, Del?
Correct.
Robert Kennedy Jr.,
yep.
Yes. They have found something very amazing, and that is after the vaccine companies were given immunity in 1986 because so many people were suing them for adverse vaccine reactions. You know, those things that we're told today don't happen. Well, in 1986, it was happening so frequently that they said we need to have legal immunity against this. And everybody said, well, what are we going to do to make sure the people are safe? Because that's why you have people sue in court. And they said, well, we're going to have the Health and Human Services do this. And as Del pointed out, he quoted the rule for Health and Human Services going back to 1987. They were supposed to promote the development and assure improvements and reduce the risks of adverse reactions to vaccines. At the time, they recognized that they had those such things. And today, they don't recognize that. But then as they sued for a record, for they got stonewalled, they had to sue for the records, the FOIA requests, and then eventually come back and say, you know what, we haven't done anything for 31 years. Here we are in 2018. This was back in 2017. They haven't done a thing. Zero. Zip. Nada. Nothing. No research about adverse reactions. They just tell people, shut up. Take your vaccine. Or we'll withhold schooling from your kid. Or as we see in Australia, they're going to, first they said, we're going to withhold child deductions. Now they're saying we're going to fine you. Every couple of weeks, we're going to fine you that your kids are not vaccinated. And, you know, Del, when we look at this, the last time you were on, we were talking about what happened in California with Dr. Bob Sears. It's either the state government or the medical board or somebody taking disciplinary reaction against him. And what they said was that he hadn't done sufficient research, that he had taken the word of the mother. And he says, well, that's frequently, that's usual practice. So we take the word of parents as to what happened to their kids in terms of reaction. We take that as a good source. I said, no, you should have done medical research about this kid somehow. And because of that, we're going to take all these disciplinary actions against you. They may eventually take his medical license, but they haven't done anything. They haven't done any research for 31 years about any of these vaccines. So you've got no research. They haven't done any research on any vaccine, and they have vaccinated tens of millions, perhaps hundreds of millions of people in these last 31 years. With no research.
No research and with terrible results. I mean, I think one of the things that people really don't realize is they'll say to themselves, well, it's been working. We stopped polio, things like that. When you look at the health of our children, they're the sickest they've ever been. Everyone's got, you know, there's asthma everywhere, ADD, ADHD, yeah. Depression in girls, you know, childhood leukemias. I mean, the list goes on, and everyone knows it. You're all medicating your kids. Why do they have to be on drugs? Why is one in four kids leaving elementary school on a drug they're going to be on the rest of their lives? Because
it's a classic thing. The operation was successful. It's a classic thing. The operation was successful, but the patient died. Look, you can treat a condition, but if you let's say that even if your polio vaccine is effective, if you put SV40, simian virus 40, in there that gives the kids cancer, you know, that's a problem. I have a problem with that.
Exactly. So, you know, these are products, and why are they making us sick? And there's more and more studies all over the world proving that these vaccines are actually causing multiple sclerosis, cancer, autism. We know this as fact now. We can state that that is the actual science. And if Health and Human Services that just signed our, you know, our lawsuit, this court order that isn't doing the science, at least go read the science that's being done around the world. If you're not going to do your own science, then at least learn to read the science that's being done all over the world. We are in jeopardy here, and you know, our government is being commandeered by this industry. It's the number one most powerful lobby in Washington, and is going to buy your next president, is going to buy your next congressman, your senator. People have got to get out. One of the things we're asking people to do, David, is just go to our website, icandecide.org, and just click on the government button, and you'll have this signed order from the court that says that we did not do our job, we did not protect you, we did not end up doing any safety studies or anything. And below that, you'll also find our white paper, which lays out all the issues we have with vaccines. And we want people to go to their state capitals and drop in on their local congressman and their local senator and say, you know what, it's time to get rid of the 1986 Act, and you've got to protect us. And we've also got to empower our state governments to step up and allow us freedom of choice. This federal government overreach has got to end.
That's right. You should never allow anybody to produce something as dangerous as drugs and have absolutely no liability. And you should never have the government come in and say, you don't get to make a choice about your medical treatments. Where are all these people who say, my body, my choice? They don't care about this stuff. It's absolutely amazing to me that it's typically the same people on the same side of the thing that say, well, we want a woman's health and her right to choose, but they don't want a woman's right to choose. They don't want a man's right to choose. They don't want a parent's right to choose about anything.
That's absolutely right. And if you're taking away the right to choose, boy, you better be extra vigilant in making sure the things that you're forcing onto your population are safe. And what we're finding out, there is zero vigilance at all, David.
They've done nothing. Wow. That's absolutely amazing. And that is exactly right. People are going to have to do this at a grassroots. That's right. They're going to have to do this as a, if you care about your freedom, you're going to have to do something about it. We say this all the time. Everybody wants to talk about the Supreme Court justices, and they want to get all involved in that fight. And yet, you need to realize that nobody's going to hand you your freedom. You're going to have to take it back. And it doesn't matter what the issue is. You're not going to have Supreme Court justices hand it to you. You're not going to have people in Washington give you your freedom. You're going to have to do this from the bottom up. And Dell has got a great thing here in terms of going to, again, it's at ICanDecide.com, and you click on the government tab there, and they can see that the government, you can see the ruling there where they say, we've done nothing for the last 31 years to examine the safety of any of these vaccines. And that's over and above the efficacy. Those are two different issues. You know, it can it can be effective. You might believe that the vaccines are effective, but are they safe? Are they going to have all these other side effects?
Right. I mean, if you're curing measles, which was 4 days of discomfort, but getting cancer or autism instead, is that a win? I mean, really, these are the questions people have got to start asking themselves. And, you know, I cover for people that are brand new to this, David, my show yesterday on the Highwire at Highwire Talk. I have all these different luminaries talking about the science all over the country. It's a very in-depth show, so people can start to bone up on all the science that's around the world, and we discuss, get into details of exactly how this lawsuit came about. But, David, I want to thank you because mainstream media is owned by this pharmaceutical industry the same way our government is, and it's guys like you, InfoWars, and the work that you guys are doing that is really bringing the truth out. This is the new age. We are the grassroots. We are the ones reporting. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not just reporting. We're going to continue to sue the government of the United States and use the power we can for the people designed by our great forefathers to take this country back and live in it the way we were meant to. We do not live in a totalitarian dictatorship. Our forefathers said we were the ones in control. We've got to take back that control, David. And so that's what we're fighting for, and that's what we want people to join us. To take back control of your body and this country. David, thank you so much for you know, giving stories like this.
Well, no, I'm interested in protecting my health and my family's health. And as you pointed out, you're not going to see this on mainstream media. They get most of their advertising revenue from big pharmaceutical companies. And when I look at these ads that are airing on CNN and Fox News and so forth, and they start talking about whatever it is that they're selling and what it's going to do for you, they spend most of the ad talking about all these different adverse effects. And I just scratch my head and say, why would I ever take that? I don't want all these other things. So even if it's effective, even if it cures whatever it is that I'm taking it for, I don't want these other things, which are frequently far more serious than the condition that you're taking. It's exactly the analogy that you made there with measles. You know, I had measles when I was a kid, and you're, like you said, you're sick with a temperature for a couple of days, but you don't have lifetime consequences with this. And that's what we need to understand, that we need to be informed. They're not doing the due diligence for this. They're not doing the testing. These vaccine companies have absolutely no liability. It was taken away from them in 1986 with this promise, and you have exposed with ICanDecide.com, you have exposed how this was a hand-waving fraud. They never did a single thing in 31 years. Absolutely amazing, right, Dell. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, you can find him at Dell Bigtree. Facebook has his program that's on a regular basis, Highwire Talk. That's at Highwire Talk. And you can go to ICanDecide.com. Take a look at that that document there. Share that on social media. Send that to your congressman. Demand that something be done. It's going to have to be done from the bottom up. That's the only way you're going to get your freedom. Thank you, Dell.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Fueling your body is hard work.
That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now. Free shipping on hundreds of different items. More than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus. X2 is 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76. Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver. And free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to get into the comment that Louis Gohmert had that just cut right to the core issue here in these hearings that they had yesterday with Peter Strzok. Like we began the program, we had the brutal honesty and frankness of President Trump's comments about what was going on with Brexit, the implications that will have for trade between the U.S. and Britain, and then we're going to finish up with the comments from Louis Gohmert today, really defining who Peter Strzok really is. Before we do that, real quickly, I just want to welcome a new TV affiliate that we have out of Ridgecrest, California. Cable One, Channel 21, via KGZN-TV on Channel 21. Welcome. There's a lot of different ways that people can listen to this program. We have podcasts. We have radio stations. We have television stations. We have a new InfoWars app. Very simple and clean. Very easy to use. You can now download that as well. So we really do appreciate everyone who supports the program. And the way that you can support the program financially is with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program and everything that we do. And we have some sales as well as some new products. So we still have our second American Revolution 4th of July sale with 50% off of BrainForce Plus, DNA Force, Red Pill, and so forth. We've got a lot of different products there, 50% off. And we have a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, at 25% off. Again, this is a way to use silver topically. It is very effective. at stopping bacteria as well as viruses. This is something that is still used. Silver is used quite a bit in burn units to keep bacterial infection down. That's one of the big risks when your skin is compromised because of burns. Well, your skin gets compromised with cuts and burns and scrapes. Now you can get Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, and it is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. As we looked at this hearing, very contentious hearing going back and forth yesterday. We've got a couple of clips still to play for you. We've got the greatest hits of Peter Strzok that Daryl Issa has him read. And so we're going to have a few more of those, and we're going to have Louis Gohmert's comment. But Peter Strzok keeps coming back and saying, I have never been biased in any case. I have never recused myself. He denies his bias. He says, fact is, after months of investigation, there is simply no evidence of bias in my professional actions. Well, that's not what the inspector general said. The inspector general accused him of personal bias. And we've had others, like Alan Dershowitz, say when he saw the quote that it took a while for it to come out, but says, we will stop him, we must stop him, or whatever. He said, we will stop him. He said, that goes beyond bias. Now that looks criminal. It looks like there is an intention to do something with that. He said, there's one extraordinary piece of evidence supporting my integrity, the integrity of the FBI, and our lack of bias. In the summer of 2016, he said, I was one of a handful of people who knew the details of Russian election interference and its possible connections with the members of the Trump campaign. This information had the power to derail and quite possibly defeat Mr. Trump. But the thought of expressing that or exposing that information never crossed my mind. Yeah, you look at those emails. Oh, of course, it never. That's the only thing that you see going back and forth. Is, oh, we got to find something on this guy and get it out there. This liar says that he had the power to stop Trump. But despite his repeatedly declared hatred of President Trump and his intention to stop him, he never used it. Seriously? Come on. He is lying about everything, everything. Raul Labrador out of Idaho, congressman there, says, has there been a time when your professional actions or you believe you had a bias where you need to move on from an investigation at any time? He says, no. He says, has there been a time in your career that you recused yourself from a professional action? He says, no. So he's never been biased, never had a problem with anything. Let's see if this sounds like it's biased to you. Let's have him read some of his greatest hits. This is what Daryl Issa, Congressman Issa, had him read at the hearings.
So in front of you have a one sheet of paper that was presented to you a few minutes ago. And I'm going to just go to a date and then ask you to read your own words. March 4th, 2016.
You want me to read this?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. OMG, he's an idiot.
May 4th, 2016.
Now the pressure really starts to finish MYE.
July 19th, 2016.
Hi, how is Trump other than a douche? Melania?
July 21st, 2016.
Trump is a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be.
August 6th, 2016.
I don't believe I wrote this text, sir.
Okay, it's been attributed to you, so we'll go on to the next.
Incorrect.
August 8th, 2016. And I'll preface it by saying this for context. Ms. Page said, not ever going to become president, right? Right?
No, he's not. We'll stop it.
Repeat that again.
No, he's not. We'll stop it.
Oh, but then, of course, he didn't stop it. He said he had the power to do that. He told his attorney mistress, that he would stop it. And yet he says, as evidence of my restraint, I didn't stop him. I think it's evidence that there is no Russian collusion going on. Peter Strzok said the FBI let me decide which texts I thought were relevant to hand over to the inspector general. Isn't that interesting? Very interesting. Strzok admitted to House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte that he had not, in fact, turned over all of his text messages to the inspector general. They had been allowed to determine which ones had material that was relevant to the FBI. Goodlatte said, now you and Ms. Page used personal phones and accounts to communicate. Have you turned over these communications to the inspector general? No, sir. No, I hadn't turned those over. If not, why not? He said, well, working with my attorney, the inspector general, I arranged an agreement. He had an agreement with him where I would go through my personal accounts and identify any material that was relevant to the FBI business and turn it over. It was reviewed. There was none. And my understanding is the inspector general was satisfied with that action. I have a problem with that. This is the same kind of treatment that Peter Strzok gave to Hillary Clinton and to the DNC. You know, the DNC says, oh, we were hacked by the Russians. So they show up and the FBI knocks on the door and the contractor for them, CrowdStrike, says, no, you can't see that stuff. Okay. Well, we'll go away. We'd like to see Hillary Clinton's emails or involved in the investigation that Peter Strzok was running. And they said, well, we'll go through them ourselves and we'll have our lawyer tell you what you can and cannot see. They don't do that with anybody else, do they? Nobody else did they do that. And so he said, well, we know from the text that you and Ms. Page would transition to iMessage and Gmail. Who determined that messages were only personal in nature and not business related? Especially since you've testified the number of these communications are made on government devices. And he said, well, I made that decision. See? He made the decision. And he still has top secret clearance. Top secrets and beyond top secret security clearance. That also came out. He was asked by Doug Collins yesterday during the hearing. He says, yes, I have top secret clearance with SCI compartments. SCI is an acronym for highly classified materials known as sensitive compartmented information. In other words, he's got above top secret. This was reported by Daily Caller. And it was Jeff Sessions who told us, and we all reported, that he'd had his security clearance removed. He said that in a radio interview on June 21st. And yet, he's saying, no, I still have it, and I have above top secret. All right, I want to play for you now this guy who says he was not biased, even though the inspector general said so. This guy who has the FBI completely behind him, covering his behind, and all of his bias and his intention to expose President Trump. But here's what Louis Gohmert had to say. Louis Gohmert is not buying any of this stuff.
FBI agents around the country, you've embarrassed them, you've embarrassed yourself, and I can't help but wonder, when I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eyes and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, it's outrageous.
The credibility of a witness
shame
is always
on you,
an
Chairman.
Issue.
Mr. Chairman, please.
Mr. Chairman, this is an
issue. They hated that.
Harassment of the witness.
What's wrong with that? You need your medication.
The gentleman controls the time.
How many times has you sat there lying? And before that, he had said, you'd be better off coming in here and saying, that was my bias. Look, that's my bias. We've all got political bias. That was my bias. But he said, you didn't say that. Even though the inspector general said that he was biased, even though we can hear in his own words how biased he was. Yeah, look at this guy. This guy is a psychopath. Look at that sneer. He's like an evil. Who is the guy? Pee-wee Herman. Yeah, he looks like an evil Pee-wee Herman. Anyway, he said, Gohmert had said, you'd be better off coming in here and saying, look, that's my bias. Hey, you know, everybody has political views. But he said, instead, you came in here and you said, I have no bias. And you do it with a straight face. And Louis Gohmert said before that clip, he said, I watched you and the private testimony you gave. And I told the other guys, he is really good. He's lying. He knows we know he's lying. And he could probably pass a polygraph. And then he said to him, did you look at your wife that way and lie to her? You know, he says he respects the rule of law. Did he say that to his wife? Oh, I really respect you. Yeah, I bet he did. I bet he did. But of course, John Brennan thought he did great. That was high praise from one of the best liars and psychopaths in Washington, D.C., John Brennan.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.